This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Robert Smith.
And I'm Madeline Brand. What can you tell about a presidential candidate by looking at his first campaign? Well, we here at NPR are looking at candidates' early political years. Today, Democrat Bill Richardson. Now he is governor of New Mexico. He's also been energy secretary and ambassador to the United Nations. Unlike many of the other candidates, he never ran for state or local office. His first campaign was for a congressional seat in a state where he just arrived. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
The plaza in Santa Fe is New Mexico's historic and cultural heart. Tourists visit year-round, and by local standards, you're a tourist until you've been here a long time. Pat Levi counts as a local. Ever since she was a child, she's helped cook local favorites in her family's booth every September at the Fiesta de Santa Fe.
Oh, we have all burritos and sopapillas with carne adobada combination.
But even she doesn't remember Bill Richardson's first campaign way back in 1980, just 2 years after arriving from Washington, D.C., running with a name you won't find among the family coats of arms that ring the plaza here. Names like Peralta, Vigil, Archuleta, well known since the fiesta began nearly three centuries ago. The son of a Mexican mother and American father, Richardson was a Senate staffer when he talked his way into the job of executive director of the New Mexico Democratic Party. Jerry Apodaca was governor of New Mexico at the time. He warned Richardson the job didn't pay much and might not last.
He said, well, I'll take that chance.
Less than a year later, there was a new governor running the party, and Richardson was out of a job. But it didn't matter. Bill Richardson had really come to New Mexico to run for office.
So I think he was just looking for something to hold him off or hold him over until he had that opportunity.
The opportunity came the very next year when he decided to challenge Manuel Lujan, a popular Republican incumbent who had won six times with big margins in a Democratic district. Lujan remembers the young Richardson well.
He saw an opportunity. He was looking around the country to see where he would fit best. And so he spoke Spanish. He saw a Democratic district.
Now retired from politics, Lujan is still active in business. He says he didn't take Richardson seriously in 1980, but the newcomer worked hard.
That's the main thing that I remember about him then and now. You know, he is a tireless worker. Works from early morning to late at night.
I love the grassroots.
Anybody need some water?
Bill Richardson at the Iowa State Fair last month.
I love shaking hands.
Jerry Apodaca says the handshaking thing goes back to that first campaign.
Anywhere you went, there was Bill Richardson shaking hands. In a football game where it's, in my judgment, the toughest place to campaign because people don't want to think politics, they're there to think football. He'd sit there with a counter and count all the handshakes he was involved in.
Richardson set a goal of 1,000 handshakes a day. Then 2,000. He was everywhere in the district, which took up most of northern New Mexico, including Albuquerque and Santa Fe. He raised a lot of money and won the Democratic primary. And while he lost in November, in a heavily Republican year, he lost to incumbent Lujan by just 1% of the vote.
But he outworked me. No question about that.
The campaign impressed nearly everyone, and it set the stage for what came next just 2 years later. It didn't take a genius, as Jerry Apodaca says, even before 1980, to realize New Mexico's population growth would bring it a new congressional seat.
Guarantee you, when Bill Richardson was in Washington, D.C., scouting around where to look, and he looked at New Mexico, he probably saw it then.
And he was right. Richardson ran again in 1982 in a brand new wide-open district. He won by nearly 2-1. Once again, his trademark was energetic retail campaigning, just like he does now, as he recently told a local TV interviewer in New Hampshire.
New Hampshire is very grassroots-oriented, like New Mexico. It's a small state. Voters want to see you face-to-face. They don't want to see you on TV ads or in big gyms. They want to touch you. They want to ask you questions.
Which may be one reason Bill Richardson was the first presidential candidate to pledge not to campaign in big states if they leapfrog Iowa and New Hampshire. He knows his best chance to keep his campaign alive is to finish near the top in those two states. And the best way he knows to do that is by doing what he knows best, meeting voters and shaking hands like it's 1980. Ted Robbins, NPR News.